Later that evening, Trump's lawyers Jay Sekulow and Rudy Giuliani left a message for the president. They didn't want to take Trump away from monitoring his Secretary of State's negotiations over the release of three Americans from North Korea, so they said it wasn't urgent. At around 8:30 p.m., Trump got on the phone. "I don't know anything about it," Trump told his lawyers, and after about 15 minutes spent going over the details, Giuliani told Time, Trump signed off. "It doesn't involve him," Giuliani said. "Nobody's concerned about it." Giuliani denies that the company was used for payouts on Trump's behalf. Cohen did not respond to Time's requests for comment. In the perverse pay-to-play world that Washington has become, it's not clear that any of the essential consultants' transactions were illegal. It's common for powerful corporations to hire Washington insiders to influence government decisions. Fortune 500 companies spend hundreds of millions of dollars each year on efforts to revise pending rules or regulations, halt or shape new legislation, and otherwise sway lawmakers to serve their interests. Nor do the documents make clear whether Cohen, who is reportedly under federal investigation for possible bank fraud and violation of election laws, was simply enriching himself without Trump's knowledge. Cohen reportedly used the company to pay for his own luxury expenses, like a Mercedes-Benz and private club dues. Cohen did not respond to Time's request for comment, but on May 9th, his attorney filed court papers challenging portions of Avenatti's account. But in the larger sense, the payments to and from the president's personal lawyer may well be damaging to Trump on a number of points. They validate the continuing Justice Department probe and raise a host of questions that any prosecutor in the nation would feel compelled to answer. Was Trump aware of payments made on his behalf? Did he know where the money came from? Did he do anything in return, either in a personal or an official capacity? Moreover, the revelations underscore Trump's disregard for presidential ethics, despite his campaign pledge to drain the swamp. They threaten to erode Trump's grip on supporters who don't much care about Russia but may have less patience for influence peddling. Democrats certainly hope so. "This investigation has completely metastasized," says Zach Petkansas, a Democratic strategist who is tracking the investigation. "It has many different heads, and not all of them are Russian heads."